Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Truth is our bitch here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, and this is our radio show. For some of you, this is the very first time you're hearing the show. For others of you, this may be the third, fourth, fifth time. For others of you, this may be maybe you've been listening for a year or two. And some of you have been listening for a really long time. And those of you who have been listening for a really long time have heard the nature of this show, the approach of this show changing dramatically over the years. Much of that has to do with the changing nature of, this radio show and its relationship to the radio industry and what we're able to do and what we aren't able to do. Much of it has to do with my own personal desire to take the show in different directions. Much of it has to do with just a lot of stuff, you know, that
we can't talk about.
No, we can talk about it, but it's not exactly anything that's going to be all that interesting. It's just, but our radio show, nonetheless, is and fortunately, has a vault, has a repository, it has a place where it has been preserved. And so you can check it out. And I guarantee when you do, you're going to hear radio shows you've never heard before in your life. Funny, weird, transcendent kind of radio. And it's there at the archives of philhendryshow.com. So, and it's something we're very proud of. So, you know, avail yourself of that. Because these days, God knows, you know, what's going on, man.
Well, the tweet that you tweeted out.
Yeah, you tweeted it out, too.
Yeah, I saw you tweet something out.
What is it with tweet it out? Why don't you just say tweet?
Yeah, I'm just saying tweet it out sounds like you don't get it.
What do you mean I don't get it? What don't I get? I understand Twitter. You tweet it. What do you, tweet it?
No, you tweet. Don't tweet it out.
Well, nonetheless, you said, and I'm quoting, and I won't use the word that you used because it was vulgar. You said...
God, Margie, all like you said... You're like the squealer.
Squealer, is it? Do you know what it squeals? A pig. Is that what you...
Wait, he didn't call you a pig.
Watch it.
I didn't call you a pig, but you're squealing.
Don't use the word squeal in relation to me because I think of something with hooves and a curly tail. Nonetheless, you said that... Talk radio is the only medium that takes truth and intelligent conversation and boils it all down to bull-s. Didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So you do admit it, Mr. Hendry.
What's the big thing to admit? Yes, I said that. Absolutely, I said that. Talk radio takes intelligence, truth, and the perpetual and timeless journey to find truth. It takes all of that and basically distills it down to a cow turd. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Well, I took the liberty of reporting that to Mr. Hall, not because I want you to get into trouble, but I'd love for you to try to defend that to a man that is out there every day trying to sell your product. And I think David is on the line.
Wait a minute, what? That's my job.
Well, I guess Margaret took the job away from you for a few seconds there, bud, to try to get me in trouble with David, huh?
No, not to get you in trouble. I want to hear you defend that statement. And David Hall joins us on our Newsmaker line.
And welcome to the Margaret Gray Show, David.
Oh, look, it's not the Margaret Gray Show. It is the Phil Hendry Show, but she did alert me to the tweet that got tweeted out. Or tweeted, however you say it.
It's called Twitter. It's been offered, by the way, today at $26 a share or for the last couple of days, and people are buying it up by the billions of dollars worth, so I think you ought to know what it's called. Twitter.
Well, excuse me, Phil, but I'm not hanging around CNBC or MSNBC or whatever these people. You turn the TV on and they're hanging around with a bunch of guys screaming and yelling and jumping up and down. That's not me. I'm out doing real work, see? I'm out doing real work.
So the guys that work on the trading floor in New York...
No, they, you know what? I'm not saying they're not working. I'm just saying no one understands what those guys are doing. And to be honest with you, those are the guys that we ought to hang every time there is a financial panic in this country. We ought to hang it on those guys because they trade and buy and sell and do what they do, not based on anything other than the fact that maybe they woke up this morning with a hemorrhoid, maybe their wife cheated on them, maybe the dog died, maybe they, maybe they threw up blood this morning. It doesn't have anything to do with reality, okay? So I'm not hanging around looking at the stock prices on Twitter or whatever you call it. I'm out doing real work, okay?
Well, while you're out doing real work, let me just say to you that it's called Twitter, and you tweet, you twit it, I forget now.
Yeah, you forget. Now, Margaret told me a tweet that you tweeted, you said that the truth, justice, and the American way is boiled down on talk radio to bullcrap?
No, I didn't say that at all, no.
Well, you said something like that.
Well, let's get the quote right. I said talk radio is the only place where you can take truth, the search for truth, reasonable conversation. It's the only place that will take all of that and turn it into bullcrap. Yes, I said that.
Wow. That hurts. I mean, I just want you to know it hurts. I'm not saying I'm going to do anything about it. There's nothing I can do about it. You don't work for me. We're partners, but that hurts. It hurts bad. And
Why does it hurt?
Why does it hurt? Because I go out and try to sell a show, and a guy's going to say to me, oh, by the way, this show you're trying to sell, I just heard the guy say that talk radio is a lump of warm cow dung. How do you feel about it now?
Why don't you say this to that guy? Why don't you say, well, Phil Henry, he doesn't do a regular talk show. He does a theatrical presentation, a parody of a talk show. He is, at essence, a humorist, a satirist, and that's what he does.
Yeah, and he's going to look at me like I just landed from the planet Venus. He doesn't get that. He doesn't understand that.
Well, you got to sell it, man. That's what you do, right?
What are you talking about? What am I selling?
Sell him on the idea that talk radio isn't just a bunch of jackasses talking about how much Obama screwed the country up or vice versa, how much the country's screwing him up. It can be a lot of things. Isn't there a thing called sports talk? Haven't I been hearing a little bit about that?
Yeah, now sports talk, a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, a lot of stations are doing that. I don't know, you know, if they ever get into the business again of doing what people want, they may find that people want all kinds of stuff, you know. Sports talk, however, is not political talk. So we do know that there are other things on a radio besides how much Obama's messing the country up. Isn't that right?
Look, Phil,
Isn't that correct?
Yes, it's correct. You're sounding all... You just went, isn't that correct? I can hear your voice cracking and stuff. Take it easy. You know?
Yeah, it did crack a little bit, Phil.
Well, I don't care if it cracked a little bit. Okay, at the end of this show, I may be cracked all the way, you know, the way I'm feeling. I'm just saying, isn't that the case?
Yes, it's the case.
All right. And if you're a salesman, I mean, look, David, my father was a salesman.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. This will be good.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, here we go?
Here we go with my dad was a salesman. That's number two on the hit list of stuff that Phil says that makes me want to drive a railroad spike into my own neck. Go ahead.
No, forget it. I won't say anything.
No, it's okay. Your father was a salesman, and he always said that you can sell anything. It's a shoe shine and a smile. But, Phil, I saw death of a salesman. I understand. But it's the low-hanging fruit.
Oh, and here we go with your pitch about the low-hanging fruit.
It is low-hanging fruit.
Why don't you do some work?
Wow.
Boy, Phil, that...
Wow.
Yep. Do some work for a change.
So you're saying to all the guys out there that are pitching radio...
Do some work. Do some work and quit hanging it on me or all the other people that are on the air. Quit hanging it on the economy. Quit hanging it on the fact that this and that and what the listeners want. You don't know what the listeners want. You haven't done any real valid... I know the kind of research you guys do. Hey, how do you like this music we're playing? Do you like the Cowsills or do you like, Lil Wayne? The research that you guys do is all skewed toward what you want people to say, which is, I love iHeartRadio.
Whoa, hold on for a minute, pal. I don't do that, okay? We got a whole other app coming out that has to do with country music. I'm kidding, Phil. I'm joking around.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well.
No, not well, nothing. All right, we're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and be back with news about a typhoon. Yes, a typhoon that has hit the Philippines. 200-mile-per-hour winds. It seems very strange. It seems almost, I don't know what it seems. It seems like something that couldn't possibly happen, but then I remembered, oh, yeah, global warming. No, I'm joking. I shouldn't joke, but there are very high-speed winds accompanying this typhoon. We'll read about it and tell you about it. Coming up next, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. It is 1:17 in the afternoon on a Friday in the Philippines.
And you found that out how?
I found that out by looking at my little world clock here on my iPhone. And so Friday afternoon, 1:17 in Manila, and that poor country, as of 4:40 Friday morning, and it is just now Friday morning in the furthest eastern reaches of the United States. Although, I don't know what the furthest eastern reaches of the United States are, you know?
What are you talking about, man? It's going to be Maine.
Yeah, it's Maine's Atlantic time, or Eastern time, but isn't there an Atlantic time?
Yes, but Canada's on that. They have eastern provinces that are far, they have eastern provinces that are further far...
That are far further out. What is it with everybody around here? Can't speak English, okay?
Yeah, they're out there.
Okay, they're out there, fine. Doesn't America have anything that's... we don't, huh?
No, we don't. We've got Hawaii. That's the other way.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of our, like, the Virgin Islands.
No, that's not a state.
What a gloid.
I didn't think it was a state. I'm just asking if we... So, anywho, right now it is just Friday morning on the East Coast. So, in the Philippines, it has been Friday for quite some time. It has been Friday for 13 hours and 17 minutes. And that country was hit as of 4:40 Friday morning with a typhoon that has Category 5 winds. And those winds can blow as high as 200 miles an hour. Now, get a load of this, folks. This is going to blow you away. This is... What are you going to do, you know?
Well, Phil, this is the climate change that everyone's talking about.
Oh, get out of here. Will you stop? You know, I'm not doubting that there's climate change, okay? But the idea of hurricanes and typhoons being devastating, good Lord, you know, when I was growing up, man, we had hurricanes and typhoons that were ripping towns apart, man. I mean, just slamming into the Gulf Coast, stories of Dora and...
Dora?
That was a hurricane, I think, that was, you know...
Yeah, that's like one. We're talking about like five or six a year.
There ain't five or six of these a year. Are you high on drugs or something, man? What are you talking about?
You're talking about Category 5?
Yeah, Category 5. There's not five or six.
Yeah, but they got hurricanes.
What about the fact they just have hurricanes?
Well, isn't that too bad? They have hurricanes. I know they have hurricanes. Hurricane season is the summer months on into... We're not talking about a hurricane. This is a typhoon.
What's the difference?
As a matter of fact, Bud, I was just looking that up. A typhoon is a mature tropical cyclone.
What's a cyclone?
Well, a cyclone... I don't know what a cyclone is. I'm trying to get to typhoon. Do you mind? And then we'll get the cyclone, and then we can bring it all back to hurricane. And if we're lucky, we'll get that in before the end of the show. A typhoon is a mature tropical cyclone. I guess if I was doing one of those cheese jokes, I'd have it making crude humor and, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, a typhoon is a...
As opposed to an immature?
Yeah, a typhoon is a mature tropical cyclone that develops in the western part of the Pacific Ocean. Aha! So it comes from the western part of the Pacific Ocean. Okay?
Yeah, all right. So that means that's what a typhoon is. Now, what's a cyclone?
Well, a cyclone, a tropical cyclone, is a rapidly rotating storm system characterized by a low-pressure center, strong winds, and a spiral arrangement of thunderstorms that produce heavy rain. Tropical cyclones typically form over large bodies of relatively warm water. They derive their energy from the evaporation of water from the ocean surface, which ultimately recondenses into clouds and rain when moist air rises and cools to saturation. Now then, the energy source, I mean, this is just what I'm reading from Wikipedia.
And you said Wikipedia's full of crap.
Wikipedia's getting better. I will give them that. Because, see, this is all annotated. This is all footnoted. This is all certified. It's a beautiful thing, man. That's the only problem I got with Wikipedia, that anybody has with Wikipedia, man. Half the stuff is bullcrap. But at least now they're pretty consistent in pointing out what is bullcrap and what ain't. Tropical cyclones are typically between 100 and 4,000 kilometers, 62 to 2,500 miles in diameter. Good Lord. The term tropical refers to the geographic origin of these systems, which usually form over the tropical oceans. The term cyclone refers to their cyclonic nature, with wind blowing counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern hemisphere. The opposite direction of circulation is due to some force that I'm not going to get into. Depending on its location and strength, a tropical cyclone is referred to by names such as hurricane, typhoon, tropical storm, cyclonic storm, tropical depression, and simply cyclone. So a cyclone is a hurricane, but it can be anything. It can be a hurricane, it can be a typhoon, it can be a tropical storm. But the cyclone itself is this cyclonic nature of the... What, bud?
What's cyclonic?
That's the one-eyed guy, right?
No, not the one-eyed guy. Are you nuts or something?
What one-eyed guy?
The cyclone.
The cyclops is a one-eyed guy. This guy's... This is a cyclone, Robbie. You know we're talking about a weather system?
Yeah, that's why I don't understand you're talking about cyclops.
We ain't talking about a cyclops. We're talking about a cyclone. The cyclops? Where did you get that from, a weather system, man?
You're the ones talking about it.
Anyway, a cyclone is that thing that we see on the news with the spinning, you know, and...
The eye of the hurricane and all that?
Yes. That's a hurricane. It's also a cyclone. It's also a tropical storm. It's also a tropical depression. It's a lot of different things, but... The overarching name for all of that is cyclone, which I didn't know. Now, it ain't. Yes, it could be a typhoon. I take that back. Cyclone is also a typhoon. So listen to this. Depending on its location and strength, a tropical cyclone is referred to by names such as hurricane, typhoon. And why is it called? Why is this thing called a typhoon, bud?
That ain't the cyclops.
Wow.
You know something? You'd do better just firing these guys.
What?
That ain't the cyclops, huh? I said typhoon.
Yeah, well, you were talking about the cyclone.
Yeah, there you go. I was talking about a cyclone. Where was it formed? Western Pacific. That's what I just got done reading you. So if it is a storm originating in the Western Pacific, which is exactly where the Philippines are located, that's called a typhoon, baby. A typhoon.
Now, what is a patroon?
A patroon?
Well, you were reading that in the book on the... You know, Phil, not everybody is a brain surgeon like you. What's a patroon?
A patroon is some guy that lives in New York. What's a patroon?
Well, you're the guys talking about cyclone and everything.
I didn't say cyclone.
You said you were reading the book by Joseph Plum Martin.
Wait a minute, Margaret. You just went, you said...
Yes, so what?
You guys are always pointing out when my voice cracks. A patroon is some cat that, I don't know who, it's some kind of a guy, one of the founders of New York State, a patroon. It's a, I don't know whether he's landed gentry, I don't know if he is British that came to New York State. I don't know what it is, man, but it's somebody who I do know was referred to in the early history of our country, in the colonial history of our country, as being a resident or one of the founding community members of upstate New York. And that's about all I know from that.
Well, then what?
Margaret, just because it has two O's in it, man, doesn't mean that it's got something to do with weather.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down, Mr. Senator. That's good.
Yeah. You got to tweet it out.
Is that right? You being a smartass?
No, sir, I'm not. I swear to God.
Because if you are...
No, I swear to God, I'm not being...
Ought to tweet it out, huh? So if it has two O's, it doesn't necessarily mean it has anything to do with weather...
Yes, it could have to do with some guy that lives,
in upstate New York. That's what a patroon is. Now, you can look that one up. I ain't going to do it. I mean, we have a break coming up, so maybe I ought to. What we were going to do is talk about this weather. So now you know what a cyclone is and a hurricane and all that stuff, and it ain't a cyclops, and it ain't a patroon. The typhoon landed at 4:40 local time. It's called locally Yolanda. That is the name of the typhoon, although the forecasters have called it Haiyan. It's the strongest tropical cyclone this year, the equivalent of a Category 5. Now, get a load of this. Maybe I ought to hold off on this news until we come back from the break. It's the strongest to make landfall since Typhoon Ruth slammed into northern Luzon with sustained winds of 250 miles an hour. These winds are gusting, ladies and gentlemen. They're at... 235 kilometers an hour, which is 146 miles per hour. Now, listen to this. The gusts are up to 270 kilometers per hour, and Typhoon Ruth was 285. So this sucker is and those winds are 146 miles an hour. Who said 200 miles an hour?
You did, because you was looking at the kilometers.
The kilometers, huh? Okay.
Well, Phil, you've got all kinds of patroon, cyclone, or whatever that's called.
Cyclone. I didn't say cyclone. And, okay, look, we'll be back, and we'll figure out what a patroon is. How about that, okay?
What's an octoroon? I'm only kidding. Shut up, man.
Yeah, that's racist, bud. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. You guys are stupid. That's your only problem. Otherwise, you're fantastic. I love you.
Thank you, Mr. Hendry.
Good to. Here's just some elf music for you.
Thank you. I like this.
Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Okay, you got it?
Well, I think it's...
Anyway, a patroon. You know, this all started when I read that whole book about... When I read that whole book about the revolution, that Joseph Plum Martin guy. And, you know, we have a show on Phil TV and HD. Well, we had a show last Saturday, which was what we called our Saturday bonus show, and it was basically me just doing shots of tequila, drinking Utica Club beer, and talking about history. Which was inspired by the show Drunk History, which I'm not trying to emulate at all. I mean, that show's brilliant.
Yeah, real brilliant. A bunch of guys sit around, suck down hooch. Oh, God.
You don't know. You have no idea. You know what that show does? That show introduces people to topics and historical events that they never would otherwise be interested in. So I think it's fantastic. Now, it would take a real mental midget to look at that show and listen to some drunk swill coming out of a guy's mouth and think, oh, that guy's got it down, man. It's supposed to inspire you to go and do more reading on it. Now, the whole thing with this patroon thing is I was reading that book by Joseph Plum Martin, that's all.
Well, what the hell is a patroon, Phil? You just had Bud say, what's an octoroon, and Robert got pissed off.
Well, that's because that's a racial thing. A patroon was an original holder of the rights to land of the Dutch. So he was one of the Dutch people.
Oh.
When Dutch?
The Dutch, Jack. The Dutch. You know them from the Netherlands?
Yeah, the ones with the wooden shoes?
Yeah, the ones with the wooden shoes.
They came over here.
You're damn right they came over. They were here before the British, man. They were in New York before the British. They had... That was theirs, man. New York.
With a wooden shoe?
Look at, man, I don't know what they wore. If they wore wooden shoes, they didn't wear wooden shoes. I don't even know if they wore wooden shoes. I think that's a bunch of... You know.
Well, the same ones all on the paint. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, the paint guy.
Yeah, that's it, bud. There you go, the paint guy, right. The kid on the can. Those are those people?
Yeah.
They were patroons. They came over.
Well, that they...
Why don't you just can it, man, okay, so I can get this out before I strangle both you and Robert together using only two hands?
Wow.
That's right. So the Dutch come over here, and they are patroons. They're the original landholders. They had these huge estates in New York State. They had enormous what they called manorial rights to the manor, that the Dutch government gave to them. And there was all kinds of Dutch names, all kinds of Dutch estates, which is what the British eventually called them. These large, there was a Dutch word for it, and it's some big, long Dutch word.
Well, here it is here. It's called the, I'm sorry. No, I had it. It's called a Resselblakkesawabata. Resselsalaba?
A what?
It's New Netherland, right?
Yeah, New Netherland was New York State. Was the manor of Rensselwick.
That, like, Russell Stiltskin?
Yeah, what about him? Who's Russell Stiltskin? You guys aren't talking about Rumpelstiltskin, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm going to go, and speaking of Dutch, there's a Dutch Masters with my name on it out in my car.
Go ahead.
Why
don't you guys just can it, and let me just explain. Russell Stiltskin. Wow. This was just a Dutch thing where they gave all of these people with bread a big, you know, oh, you have, you're over there in America? Yeah, okay, well, we'll let you have that land. You know, you had to pay for it. Nobody was just giving it away. But this is why these rich guys got it, and they got a hold of this. And these were the patroons, the original large estate holders in New York State. Now, what happened when the British took over, the British took away those rights from the Dutch. And that made the Dutch pro-independence. So the original Dutch and their descendants joined the side of revolution, saying, you know, these British stink, we want to get our land rights back. And, of course, the independence-minded, the other colonists were saying, hey, you know, all for one, one for all. We went, we kicked the British out, and guess what happened? The Dutch didn't get their land back. It was kind of, it wasn't a backstab, because I don't really know what they were promised, but I got money that says they were probably promised that they could keep their land. And then after a while, things got messed up, man, you know.
You talk about that guy.
You know, the one thing about that Joseph Plum Martin book that I read that is really true and that everybody should remember, and it's the following. He, at the end of the book, listed his grievances. He was speaking as an original soldier of the Revolution, which is what he was. And he was a man in his 70s when he wrote his narrative. And his grievances were all about how the soldiers had been screwed over. They were not given what they had been promised. They were not given land. They were not given money. They were many of them so grievously wounded, should have been taken care of. And this big long list, and he was writing this as of the early 19th century, so even then Joseph Plum Martin was saying, look at everything that we did, and I want to be on the record to tell you that we got screwed. Now, I think, to be honest with you, and I think we would all agree, this has sort of been America's track record with our veterans, man, from the very first bloody war, you know, all the way on up. Now, we're getting better. We're trying to be better about it. We're trying to take care of our vets. Veteran awareness and the issues around veterans has never been higher, I don't think, in this country. But it has been a constant from the beginning, and maybe that's just the way people are in countries, people that don't have to fight these wars. We equip these men and women, we send them over, they do the job, and in our case, they do it successfully 99.999% of the time. And
well, what the one time they didn't do it successfully?
Well, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't even have said 99. I think they always did it successfully.
Yeah, except for Vietnam. We got our ass kicked.
We never got our ass kicked. We got politically outmaneuvered in Vietnam. That's what happened there. Anyway, and maybe we never would have won that war. I don't know. But it wouldn't have been because we couldn't kick ass. It would have had to do, there was a lot of politics happening back then, man, that we just couldn't get around. So, but the whole thing that I'm trying to say to you is, this is a veteran speaking from down through time, and his voice is echoing all the way to present day, and he's saying, I was very proud, and he was very, very clear on this. He said, I was very proud to fight for my country, as he called it. He says, I was proud to fight for my country. I was glad that I was in that fight, and I would do it again. He said, but we were not treated well at the end of that war. And he has this very rather benign and almost, it's very endearing to tell you. It tells you a lot about the man, but it's also rather benign. He says that like a husband whose wife has been a wayward wife, a woman who's, you know, been out with other men, I look at my country the same way. I forgive her and hope she'll do better in the future.
Are you kidding? This poor man said that?
Yeah.
That's how they dealt with women that, oh.
I thought they took women and put them in and made their heads go through the wood thing.
Yeah.
Made their heads go through the wood thing. What's that?
You know, they put them up there on the...
Oh, the stock.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, they didn't do that with wives that were wayward.
That's what I thought they did, because they was witches.
No, you knucklehead. That's back... That's before America.
That's back when the British were still running things over here, and they had witches in Massachusetts. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and they put their head in a wood thing.
Okay, I got it with the wood thing, man. They didn't do that to wives that were unfaithful to husbands. They just, you know, the husband could kick their ass out, man. I don't know. But anyway, that's what he said about America.
Do you talk about America like screwing around on him?
No, he wasn't saying that America was screwing around on him. He was comparing America to a wife. You know what I'm talking about.
Don't get into it with these guys.
You guys, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's that, and that's what a patroon is, and that's America, that's the history lesson. Oh, by the way, I have that book, Zealot, for those of you who those of you who are watching Phil TV in HD, here it is. It's pretty good, man. And I don't want to get into a whole big thing. I don't want people to get pissed off at me and think that I'm like, I'm anti-Christian. I ain't. Believe me, I'm not. I love history. And this is a guy who has taken the story of Jesus Christ, or the story of Jesus, and he's trying to apply the history of the times to see, well, okay, if this was going on back then what was, you know, what would his life have been conceivably like? And then the other book I got here is The Seven States of California, which nobody wants to know anything about, and I'm just kind of mumbling.
Well, don't mumble, Phil. What is that about?
It's a bunch of California crap that you don't want to know anything about, believe me. Okay, Obama says, I'm sorry, Americans are losing their insurance under the health care law, but I never said, you know, that illegal health insurance was something that the law would support. By definition, of course, it won't. If the insurance policy that you currently have is against the law, does not meet the requirements of the law. See, you have to... I get people... There's a health care law that got passed. You got to understand what the law says. And the law says that there are certain things that at one time may have been legal, but they aren't anymore. For instance, if you have a health insurance policy that says it will not cover thus and so if it was pre-existing, if you're a woman, you have to pay more. If you have a health insurance policy like that and you say with a straight face, yeah, I want to keep that one. See, nobody anticipated that a guy would say that, you know?
Well, but wait a minute, Phil. The people that are losing their coverage, that's the important thing
No, I know the people that are losing their coverage, but understand, they're losing... What coverage are you losing when you have an insurance policy that charges you more because you're a female, does not cover pre-existing conditions, does not cover certain forms of surgery, certain kinds of hospitalization? What are you losing when all of that stuff is now prohibited by law? Prohibited by law. You can't charge women more money for health insurance than you can charge a man. You must cover even a pre-existing condition. So what are we talking about here? You want to hold on to that?
Well, maybe it's more affordable.
Maybe it's more affordable than what? Have you even gone out and shopped? Do you even know? I'm telling you, every single solitary person that I've talked to that likes to come up to me and say, hey, man, I just found this new Obamacare, and it's more expensive. Why, I saw a... That guy went online, saw a plan, saw the price. Now, as far as he's concerned, that's locked in stone. That's got to be the price, man. Well, did you shop around? The whole idea of an exchange is that it is a brokerage. In other words, there are a lot of different companies that may be vying for your business, okay?
Well, yeah, I looked at a few.
You didn't look at Jax Diddley, you know?
Jax Diddley. Wonder if Jax Diddley's covered.
Probably not. All right, we'll take a break. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And don't forget that coming up on Sunday, are we going to have a ball game or not? I heard different things from different people. I heard that perhaps not. Perhaps the guys are taking a weekend off. We'll just wait and see. Don't forget the end of January, the San Francisco Sketch Fest. Yours truly will be there on the 26th. And we have a forthcoming appearance on Drunk History on Comedy Central. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, and I'm not going to make garbage out of this. I ain't going to talk about this, you know, but just, like, sometimes I want to because it seems pretty obvious.
Well, look, Phil, even I, as an Obama supporter, he butchered this six ways to sunset.
Oh, yeah, now you're looking to bail out.
I'm not looking to bail. Hold on for a minute. You know, I'm sorry, but I do belch, and it's not...
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
Anyway... I'm an Obama fan, but he carved this a new ass. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen. I ordinarily would never, ever engage in that kind of language. But President Obama, and I voted for him and support him, but he carved this one up and left it in the road to die.
What did he carve up?
The whole rollout of this... This rollout stinks to high heaven. He didn't roll this out. He ran it over with a car, and he left it there to rot. And now, and I really resent what you said about Sebelius, that she should be fired.
She ought to be fired. That's the one that they ought to can her ass. Wasn't that her job to make sure that this thing was going to roll out? Because what people are talking about, look at all the political opponents of this thing. They want to say that the health care law doesn't work. That's not what we're not talking about that. What we're talking about here is that the platform that they use to roll this thing out, that is the website sucks, and the information given the American people was not entirely, it wasn't accurate, it wasn't 100%.
Well, no wonder people think that Obama's a liar. I'm here, I don't think he's a liar, but I'm here to tell you, he did not get the right information. And instead, what he gave the American people, he promised sirloin steak, and he's delivered cat food from a cat that got hit by a car.
Oh, would you knock it off with the roadkill already?
God, man! Good thing the health care ain't something I want to eat.
Well, you know who's going to eat it? The taxpayers are going to eat it. It will be something you eat, Dickman. You'll eat it and you'll like it. You'll eat it with a big crap-eating grin on your face.
God, what is with you?
Phil, I'm telling you, as the man said, it's a big crap sandwich, and we all got to take a bite. And this rollout by this guy, Obama, who I voted for, but I never liked him.
Oh, get out of here. Don't start with this stuff now.
Well, Frank will tell you.
Yeah, Frank will tell me. Frank Gray's on the line here, by the way, with us tonight. He's at Nate and Al's, actually. Ordinarily, I think Frank is at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Frank is with us at Nate and Al's this evening in Beverly Hills, California. Frank, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm better than Custer, young man.
Hey, Frank, you've been listening to our discussion here on health care. You're an Obama supporter.
I support her.
All right, and what do you think?
I have to agree with my wife. I think he said it. Obama did not give all the information that the American people required, and as such, everyone's calling her a liar now. I watched this guy, and let me tell you, I got no love for this guy Hannity, but she was on her show today talking about how the president is a liar. You know, the only liar is Sean Hannity. She's been lying ever since she got that gig, and just because she's a handsome man and all of the women love her doesn't mean that she has the right to get onto the show.
Can you hold on for a minute, Frank?
Yeah, okay, here we go again.
Oh, no, darling, there's a technical thing.
Yeah, sure.
I got to tell the audience, put him on hold. Frank Gray suffers from gender confusion, so when he says she, he means he. When he says he, he means she.
Unless he's talking about someone that's gay.
Right. If he's talking about a gay person, then the gender will be correct. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Frank, we got it fixed. I was having a problem with my headphones.
Look, I know that there's something that you people are hiding from me. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you, you didn't have busted headphones. Margaret, I'm watching Phil TV, and I'm looking at him, and he's got the rolled eye look.
I don't have any rolled eyes, Frank. Phil was having a technical problem.
All right, well, whatever, but she didn't sound like she was having a technical problem. You were just rolling the eyeballs and everything.
All right, let's just get back to this discussion. So you're a big supporter of Obama's, just as Margaret is, and you feel that this was improperly handled, not just from the standpoint of the infrastructure of the launch, the website, but also information.
Oh, there's no question. She should have said that you can keep your insurance if it meets the legal standard. That's all she had to say, but she didn't say that. And I think the reason she didn't say that is she got caught up with all of the attacks that were coming from a Tea Party, whether it was this Paul Ryan, and I don't think one word of truth has ever come out of Paul Ryan's kisser in the years that she's been in Congress. And can you imagine that we almost had her as the vice president? And then, of course, anybody that you want to talk about, Bachman in Minnesota, he was lying through his teeth. The other one, and the other one, and the other one, Boehner, she is, for Boehner to call herself a man is I thought Boehner was a man. I thought she was a hell of a man, but she's proven to be nothing more than a woman. And
all right, but rather than calling people names...
All right, I don't want to call anybody names, but I'm just telling you that it has been a disappointing thing from the standpoint of information. And again, the president screwed up when the president didn't give all the information. She should have said, you can keep your insurance if it meets the legal requirements. That's all she had to say. And that's all anybody needed to advise her to say. What about this Sebelius? Okay, what's he doing? Sitting there with his thumb parked up as you know what? This Sebelius, I agree with Phil. I think he's been a disaster. And Obama, putting a woman in that office, I think, was a forward-thinking, forward-moving, everything that moves forward, it was. And we come to find out that this woman, supposedly intelligent woman, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, thank you very much, Frank.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong? Every time I hear that guy talk, it just throws me off, you know?
Yeah, I don't even remember what he said.
I don't either. I mean, I do remember that he said that he was an Obama supporter.
Yes, all you have to do is remember that when he says he means she.
I know, but he always locks out with, and that's Sebelius, he is a hell of a woman. He always locks out with something that throws me off. Anyway, that's the show for tonight, folks. I'm so grateful that you were with us. You just wouldn't believe how much we do appreciate you. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com, right after the show. We'll have a show log from the show. We'll have our podcast from the show tonight posted tomorrow. We'll have our classic podcast up for you from the archives. Bobby Dooley will have another podcast, I'm sure, of just marvelousness. It's all there at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. And I think this weekend, Bud, you're gonna get with Steve.
Yeah, we'll find out if we got a game or not.
We may have a game of the week on Sunday as well. I think they have a bye week owed them. Phil Henry Show.
Travel in the shadows and I never found the nerve to try and walk up to you.
Is this the Smithers?
Yeah.